With the Thanksgiving holiday coming up, so many of us will be gathering with family and friends to enjoy a big feast. And big feasts can bring big problems if you don't do it safely. We're going to talk a little bit about some of those food safety issues today. Barb Fuller, Iowa State University Extension and Outreach Human Sciences Specialist in Nutrition and Wellness, joins us on the phone today. Barb, how are you today?
I am wonderful. It's getting to be Thanksgiving. That's a great time to eat lots of good food.
Well, I would imagine that a nutrition and wellness specialist probably has their work cut out for them a little bit this time of the year as we get to the holidays.
Well, it can be, and the focus of food safety. So when you get people together, family and friends, there's always a greater risk that something could go wrong, and then you could make all your family and friends sick if you aren't careful.
Yeah, we could talk a lot about healthy eating and things too this time of the year, but well, we don't want to ruin the holidays for you too much. We're going to talk about food safety here this time around and keeping people safe. When you do get a lot of folks together, there's so many different types of issues, I suppose, Barb. When you think about the fact that we're cooking some things in some instances that we don't normally cook on a regular basis, we're cooking much larger amounts of foods and a lot of things together in one location. Sometimes folks are transporting food from place to place. There are just so many different things to look at.
There are, and people can do it well, and people may not do it so well, and then you always have the chance that somebody could get sick. So we don't want that to happen. We want to enjoy the food and the family and the friends.
Yeah, we have enough to argue about amongst the family members, right? We don't have to argue about the food.
Have you been to some of my family dinners?
Well, let's talk about some of those food safety tips. It all starts, I guess, right up front. You've got to have clean around you. Your hands need to be clean. Surfaces need to be clean. We need to make sure that we're starting with a blank slate.
That's right. So nothing like good old hand washing. Soap and water, 20 seconds, get your hands good and clean. Those hand sanitizers are not very effective against anything that you would get from the food. They're pretty good against cold and flu viruses. So if you're in the kitchen, soap and water, wash your hands. And same with your cutting boards and dishes and countertops and sinks. Just some good old soap and water and start with everything good and clean. That's a great way to start.
Just some good old common sense that Mom and Grandma taught us when we were young.
Yep, wash your hands before you eat, but wash your hands before you cook.
There you go. Very good. And making sure all the preparation surfaces are clean, too. And the preparation areas are kind of important, too. Not just that they're clean, but there are certain things we don't want to commingle too much.
That's right. So you don't want your raw meat or poultry or eggs, so that raw turkey, even in your shopping cart or the grocery bag and definitely in your refrigerator, you don't want any of those raw meat and eggs touching your fresh produce that's not going to be cooked. When you cook the meat, you're probably, if you cook it to the right temperature, going to kill any potential bacteria. But if it's on those raw vegetables that you like to snack on for a little relish tray, you could possibly not kill the bacteria that is on there.
You know, we hear folks like you saying that a lot, Barb, but is that very common? Does that happen a lot?
I don't have a number, but yes, it does happen. If that raw meat was contaminated, so if we talk about that big turkey, the numbers are pretty high that it's probably got salmonella on it or in it. So if it drips onto those carrots and celery sticks, it's possible you could get salmonella poisoning from that. Same goes with washing that poultry. People like to think they need to wash that chicken or that turkey before they roast it. Well, when you wash it, you're splattering, even if you don't see it, it could be a mist, and it's splattering around your kitchen and in your sink and on your hands. You're going to cook it all the way to 165 degrees. You're going to kill any bacteria that could be there. So don't wash your poultry, but wash your vegetables.
Well, and it seems kind of natural, though, you know, when you first cut that little plastic skin off of that turkey, the first thing you seem to want to do is just rinse it off.
Yep, don't do it. Just throw it in your roasting pan or the cooking bag or however you're going to cook it, and it'll be just fine.
All right, very good. Just make sure we start clean. You know, and keeping food separate, I got to thinking, too, we look for so much convenience now when we go to the grocery store and they cater to what we want. A lot of times you find some of those things like the celery and carrots that are pretty much ready to just tear the bag open and start eating. And if we do that and we've commingled, you could really run into some problems.
You could. So if it's pre-washed, it's pre-washed. Just leave it alone. Leave it in the bag. until you, again, had a chance to get home and separate those things so that you are not.
All right.
Those raw meat juices in there.
Okay. Well, we've got the preparation started. What else? What else should we look for as we continue to work through this meal?
Well, you want to make sure your refrigerator is good and cold, so invest that $5 in a refrigerator thermometer and stick it in there. And you want to put it in the warmest part of your refrigerator. A lot of times refrigerators are really cold in the back, so that's a good thing, but you store food in the front. So they're usually hanging, so put them in the front, make sure it's reading at 40 degrees or less, and make sure, again, there is room in your refrigerator. If you're defrosting the turkey, a big turkey, you might want to start it with it on Saturday before Thanksgiving, because it's going to take a long time to thaw out because your refrigerator is nice and cold, which is good, but it just takes a lot longer. So plan ahead.
And that's one of the reasons we're having this discussion now, is because so many folks are going to be purchasing and getting the initial preparations ready for Thanksgiving this weekend.
That's right. One way to not have to thaw the turkey is to buy fresh turkeys and some grocery stores, and there are some local producers. You can get a fresh turkey just like a fresh chicken. Then that way you only need it a day or two, and you don't have to think about all that thawing and how long that's going to take and whether it's going to get thawed out. So there's always a chance to do that. You could thaw a turkey under cold running water, but it really needs to be a clean sink and running water to get it thawed out. You don't even really need to thaw out the turkey ahead of time. I did one a couple of weeks ago, and it was still a lot more frozen than I thought it was going to be, and I just threw it in the oven in the baking bag, and it turns out just fine. Fished out the giblets and the neck when it was done to make a little gravy, and this takes a little longer, but it works just fine.
Yeah, there usually aren't instructions for cooking the frozen turkey on it, are there?
No, but our guidelines from Extension Outreach are that it takes about 1.5 times as long. So if it took 2 hours for a 12-pound turkey, it would take 3 hours, maybe a little bit longer. So just plan ahead. Mm-hmm. And that way you don't have to thaw it out. You don't have to worry about it dripping on everything. And
sure.
Throw it in the oven.
You eliminate some of those other hazards then, too.
That's right. If it's not thawing and dripping and think you have to wash it, just throw it in the, take the plastic off. But it doesn't hurt to cook that little bag of giblets in there. They're usually in paper anymore. It's not going to hurt anything. And if you don't like to eat the giblets for anything, doesn't hurt. Cook them in there, throw them away.
You bet.
Give them to the dog.
Well, when it comes to cooking, and you've kind of touched on this already, it's important to make sure we cook it to the proper temperature and never rely necessarily just on those little white temperature gauges that they put in. There's little plastic things with the red pop-up button on them. They're kind of fun when you're a kid, but they're not very functional when you're an adult.
They give you kind of a ballpark idea, but yes, it's only in one place. So you just need to invest again in a food thermometer. They aren't very expensive. The instant reads, you can get digital ones. The old dial ones, any of those are fine, and you want to make sure that the poultry especially gets to 165, and you need to check that in a couple of places that are thick, like the breast, or if it's stuffed, you need to check the stuffing to make sure that it's 165. Other things have different temperatures. If it's a package, it may say cook it to a certain temperature, so follow the directions, and not everything needs to be to 165. Poultry is the one that we do the highest. That's the one that we take a little longer to kill potentially salmonella than it does some of the other things. But making sure that you have a thermometer, again, invest a little bit of money, keep people safe.
Absolutely. And once we get to that point then, too, I'm going to throw you a little curveball here because it's not on some of the sheets that I'm looking at here, but so many people transport food from place to place, whether they prepare it and then cook it when they arrive or cook it and then transport to some other place. Are there things we should remember about transporting food if we're getting together?
If it's hot food, you need to get it from out of your oven or whatever, your hot to the table within 2 hours. So if you're traveling a fairly short distance, that's okay. If it's going to be longer than 2 hours, you really need to think about, again, with the turkey, cooking it, cutting it up, chilling it, and then reheating it when you get there. And that's fine. If it's cold dishes, you want to make sure that you have a cooler with some ice packs, the frozen packs or bag of ice or something to keep it cold at less than 40 degrees. So throw that refrigerator thermometer in your cooler and see if that ice is keeping it cold. If it's more than a couple hours, you need to make sure it's cold. If it's less than 2 hours, whether it's hot or whether it's cold, you're probably all right.
Okay. Just be smart about it.
Yeah.
Very good. And most of us love leftovers, too. But leftovers have a shelf life, and they need to be handled properly, correct?
That's right. So the first thing you want to do, if you have a lot of hot food, is not overpack the refrigerator because nothing gets cool. Refrigerators do a good job of keeping food cold. They don't always do a good job of getting hot food cold quickly. So, again, thinking of putting things in smaller, shallow containers, stacking them around, you know, so they're not all stacked together and really hot. If you have that extra fridge out in the garage or the basement, or you have a cooler, again, with ice packs, that's a good way to start cooling some of those things. So get them cool quickly, and then you have, we like to talk about four-day throwaway. So at the end of the long weekend, you should be having those leftovers taken care of. Either eat them, freeze them, reuse them. There's lots of great turkey, what to do with your leftover turkey recipes that people like to do after Thanksgiving. That's a great way to do it.
Absolutely.
Plan ahead.
You bet. Yeah, a little planning goes a long way for things like this, especially if you have a lot of folks coming over, depending on you, to make sure they have a great experience. So we hope you sure do have a great holiday. And Barb, thank you so much for the time and the experience here today. Hope you and your family have a great holiday.
Well, thank you very much. You too.